lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never kissing. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips that will be true.
Gale Storm and Lucky Lips. Is that a new one?
Brand new, John. Brand new.
Where did you get these new ones? You have an inside track somewhere?
Oh, yes. Sure. The record companies just send them in, you know.
For free?
Mm-hmm. I'll have holds in them, though.
Billy Vaughn is the orchestra conductor on that one. Where have I heard of him before?
Billy Vaughn used to be with the Hilltoppers.
I saw.
Then he has his own orchestra for Dot.
Wasn't he the one who had records that sounded very much like Wayne King's for a while? Was that Billy Vaughn?
That's right. Sure. He had... The White Lilacs Bloom Again or something? Or the White...
Yeah, some of the real old waltzes and things he played.
White Hydrangeas on the Banks of the Nile or something like that. Number 58 on Madagascar.
Two on the Nile.
On the charts.
Read something there.
Isn't it amazing, friends? Really, this is some game. How one game can become a sensation overnight. Well, you take careers. Some game. A few weeks ago, no one had ever heard of it. And now, it's careers, 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 wherever you go.
What's the name of that game?
Careers. Really a great game. A brand new game that's completely different. Careers brings you fame, fortune, happiness. Careers requires skill, bluff, luck. Careers leads to exciting hours, happy times. Each player sets his own success formula of fame, happiness, and fortune. And the one to reach his goal first is the winner. In the meantime, you have opportunities, go from job to job, gain experience, receive salary raises. It's fast, it's fun. It's a real entertainment for 2 to 6 adult or teenage players. Get Careers, the newest hit by famous Parker Brothers, makers of Monopoly. Only $3 at your favorite store.
What is that pigeon coming in here? Where is he coming from?
I don't know.
It's from the Weather Bureau. There's a little note tied to his leg. Let's see what it says. It says, cloudy with occasional light rain or snow tonight. Rain or drizzle likely tomorrow, a little warmer tonight. Thursday, cloudy with little change. Low tonight near 30, high tomorrow about 40, low tomorrow night in the low 30s. Right now, the official Chicago temperature, 35 degrees, humidity is 62%. Oh, there's something else written on here. P.S. Send me back to the elevated station from whence I came.
Please, Pigeon. Pigeon, go. Pigeon.
Go,
Pigeon,
go, go.
Don't do that, Pigeon.
Ooh.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago.
Ah! Good record. Yeah.
In Monterey.
What a bass. Color group?
No. No? No answers. You know, if you play a happy music, you get a happy feeling too, you know?
Play the key to paradise.
Roby got the break.
Keep to paradise. My industry.
It happened in Monterey, and incorporated in that song was the old ballad Ramona, done by the Lancers. The time is 10:42 in the morning, and here's the weather. Cloudy with occasional light rain or snow tonight. Rain or drizzle likely tomorrow, a little warmer tonight. Low tonight near 30, high tomorrow 40 degrees, present change. I always keep saying change, I have it written that way.
What does this mean?
It means Chicago. That's my
change means Chicago?
My hieroglyphics for Chicago is CH, and I keep saying change. Present Chicago temperature, 35 degrees, the humidity, 62%.
I saw your car, Ray, out parked outside.
You did?
Nice. Very, very nice car. New wicks in the headlamps and everything, you got them today?
Well, I thought I'd pop, you know.
You're up to date. Fresh flowers in the vases in the back seat and everything.
Yeah.
Little window shades.
Isinglass windows.
They can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. People just aren't driving that anymore, Ray. Why don't you loosen up?
Well, I could go into a long spiel about that, but we might...
No, I don't want a long spiel. I just want to know why... I mean, an Essex is a swell car. Now, don't get me wrong. If I had a nice Essex like that all shined up, I would... Hey, you know, I heard about a guy one time... Now, this is supposed to be true.
I don't even feel like talking after you're kidding me about my car.
No, I was only kidding you. But actually, this is a true story. There was an old guy who used to drive an old Model T. This was years ago when the Model T was out, about 1928 or so. And when they changed over to the new type of car, the Model A, that had a regular gear shift on it, he decided he was too old to learn how to drive the newfangled car with the gear shift, you know, first, second, third, reverse, and everything. So he bought a dozen Model Ts, had them packed in some sort of paraffin, stored away in an old warehouse, and every 5 years he'd crack open a brand new Model T. And about 5 years ago, this guy pulls into a gas station in a brand new Model T. I says, where do you get that? Back in my garage there. Says, I got four or five of them brand new, never been touched. This is on the level.
A good way. A good way. If you got a good thing, buy a lot of them.
Absolutely. Like records.
Right. Here's a new thing by the Modernaires. As Crosby calls them, the Mods. I'm ready to love again.
Why should I wake up? Bring on the wailing and weeping.
I'm ready to love again by the Modernaires. The time is 10:48, and now here he is, right from Hollywood, Rock Coughlin.
Golden voice will do. I would like to make a small comment about a big coffee sale that's going on right about now, and if you're not adverse to saving 10 cents, this is for you. There's a big coffee sale on where you get 10 cents off on a large jar of McLaughlin's Instant Manor House Coffee. And you know all about McLaughlin's coffee because it's rich and full-bodied. And it's that way because real coffee gives it that real coffee flavor. So do yourself a big old favor and get easy to make, easy to take McLaughlin's Instant Manor House Coffee. It's at your grocer's now and you save 10 cents while this special supply lasts. Don't pass up an offer like that. That's good coffee.
I'm glad you hurried, John. I'm going to sneeze.
Are you pressing?
Chicago temperature 35, the humidity 62%. Here we go.
Sneeze.
Nick Noble.
Bunch of material.
That's a good one.
Is it?
Well, that's the whisper bit.
Yeah.
Good tune. He's a nice guy.
This one going for him? He sang it out in tongue.
Yeah. And nobody's got the song covered yet, which is good.
I went on to Bermuda, stopped off in my little town.
Should we put the theme on? What do you think?
Should we
put the theme on?
Yeah,
put it on.
We'll put the theme on. We'll do a little yak.
No One Sweeter Than You by Nick Noble. I see by the, well, I was going to say...
If you're going to pull that old clock on the wall,
no,
you might just as well forget it.
No, I was going to say by the new modern clock on the wall, it's three lemons now after two picket fences.
What is this?
Which makes it about a minute to 11.
It's not a clock, that's a slot machine.
You know, before we go, you can put the theme on, John, but you know, you said you were out eating the other night at Smorgasbord. Well, I was tipped to go to a steakhouse the other night.
Ooh. And? What happened?
I got a bum steer.
That reminds me of the steak I got one time. It had a stamp on it that said mile in 122. Think it ought to, we ought to go?
What did it say?
A mile in 122.
I say goodbye.
Bye.
You can explain that to me, all right?
We'll see you tomorrow at 10:30.
Bye-bye.
Our names are Rayner and Coughlin. We'll look for you.
I think since like not often, but enough times, we will hit a record on top of our gag line. Maybe we always ought to come back and give the credit to the record. People are always annoyed. Who made the record on a record show? Who did that record? So we're going to have to record and say, you didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Who that man?
Tennessee Ernie Ford doing one suit, just like 16 tons, isn't it?
A little bit. Except for that crazy sound in there. It sounded like he was hitting the bathtub with a sponge or something.
Well, I think that's what he was doing. I think that was the advanced publicity on the
really?
Record.
That was just a wild guess.
He'll be hitting,
you're lying to me.
No. He'll be hitting a bathtub with a sponge, they said. Watch for Tennessee's new record. We have to go, John.
I can't wait. We'll see you tomorrow about 10:30.
Right. This is Rayner.
This is Coughlin, and we have music. We hope we'll have you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.